ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 12, entitled Rahugana Converses with Jada Bharata. Text number 14. Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja. विमुक्त दृष्टा श्रुत संग बंधः आराधना भगवता इह मानो मृगो भवामृग संगात तात्रः अहं पुरा भारतो नाम राजा विमुक्त दृष्टा श्रुत संग बंधः आराधना भगवता इह मानो मृगो भवामृग संगाद तातः अहं पुरा भरतो नाम राजा विमुक्त दृष्टा श्रुत संग बंधः आराधना भगवता इह मानो मृगो भवामृग संगात तातः व्हाट यू वर्ड मीनिंग अहम आय पूरा फॉर्मली इन माय प्रीवियस बर्थ भारतः नाम राजा अ किंग नेम्ड महाराज भरत विमुक्ता लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम दृष्टश्रुता बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग पर्सनली थ्रू डायरेक्ट एसोसिएशन और बाय गेटिंग नॉलेज फ्रॉम द वेदास संग बंध बॉन्डेड बाय एसोसिएशन आराधनम द वर्शिप भगवत ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वासुदेव यह मान ऑलवेज परफॉर्मिंग मृग भाव became a deer mriga sangat because of my intimate association with the deer hata artha having neglected the regulatory principles in the discharge of devotional service Translation and Prabhupada ki translation. In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharata. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience. And through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer. So much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer. Purport. The incident herein described is very significant. In a previous verse, it is stated, Vina Mahatpada Rajo Abhishekam. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the order of the spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasada nagati kutopi. If the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, the disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. Despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to the deer and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. So this particular verse that we have heard, this Jana Bharata is speaking to Maharaj Bharata about how he fell down, and he just narrating his whole pastime. So we would like to go another text which we can have a sufficient knowledge to speak on. Text number 15, translation. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer, because I am aware of the fall down in the past life. I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men, being afraid of their bad association, bad materialistic association. I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Svalpam apya asya dharmasya. Bhagavad Gita 2.40. It is certainly a great fault to go from human life to animal life, but in the case of Bharat Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam Yam Vapi Samran Bhava Tyajate Ante Kalevaram. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain type of thinking. This may lead one to animal life. Yet for a devotee, there is no loss. Even though Maharaj Bharat received the body of a deer, he didn't forget his position. Consequently, in the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his fall down. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in a family of a pure Brahmana. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaha Padantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Piye. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamini. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are nearly the end of this beautiful chapter, chapter 12 here. If you see this pastime of Maharaj Bharata and becoming Jada Bharata, then conversation between Rahugana, it's coming out from last 6 or 7 chapters. Next chapter, which is chapter number 13, it will go further conversation between Maharaj Rahugana and Jada Bharata. It will be carrying on. We can see how important this conversation and this knowledge is for all of us to implement in our life. It is not just mere hearing a pastime of somebody's fall down, what he has done and what we should not do, but it is a learning for all of us must apply in our life here. So as we know further, previously actually, when Maharaj Rahugana, when he heard the wisdom from the mouth of Jada Bharata, he was totally confused because he was not ready. He heard actually all the instruction but not able to understand what the actual meaning, how to apply those instructions in our life. So he requested Jada Bharata, could you please explain elaborately so I can easily understand those knowledge. So as giving, as we have heard in this chapter, how he was telling association of the devotee and accepting the spiritual master, he was hammering his two main major topics again and again. Please consult the Vaishnavas. Please take the guidance from them. Don't go out of the association of the devotees. That's how important it is. And he's telling, I have done the mistake. As King Rahugana, he was saying, I am a king, you are my servant, you must have to obey me. But here in this verse, he is explaining the same thing there. I used to be known as Maharaj Bharata. If you are thinking me, it's just a menial servant or just a mad person wandering in the street, in the forest, I'm not. I was also a king. And how this king is so beautifully, now is Jada Bharata, is explaining as what has happened to him. That we have heard so many times, different speakers have come up, they have shared their realization and they have elaborately explained on this basic point. How, when we go away from the association of devotees, how dangerous it is to our spiritual well-being. Doesn't matter if we are even on Bhava platform or Prema platform. Every single moment we have to be very, very careful. In the last words of today's verse here, the last line, it says, Mrigabhavam, I became dear. How? Mrigasangat, by associating with the dear. That's how I fall down. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse number 6, Yam yam vapi samaran bhava, tejate ante kalevaram, tam tam evati kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever the state of mind being at the end of the life, that state a person achieves. That 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna is telling this thing. But this knowledge is not 5,000 years old. It's billions and billions of years old, this knowledge. Emam Vivasvate Yogam, Emam Rajeshwaridhu. This is all Vivasvan, I have the sun god, I told this knowledge. And that's the real case study in front of us here. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the instruction he has told to Arjuna and taking him as an instrument, telling to the whole world, Srimad Bhagavatam is a practical case study here. That's why it is very important to read Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's a further explanation of Bhagavad Gita, of every single verse what Lord is saying. Because he spoke Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield and Arjuna was so intelligent to grab all the knowledge just like that, very quickly. But for us, we need some explanation. We need some stories. Okay, is this something happened previously in previous yuga, in some other life? Could you please tell us what happened to that king or that devotee and how he got the remedy? So here, Maharaj Bharat, Jada Bharat now, he's telling, because I was not having the association, I was not consulting with the Vaishnavas. I was not consulting with a spiritual master there. Bharat Maharaj, Prabhupada writes in the purport of text 14, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Can you see how important it is the presence of Vaishnavas or a spiritual master in our life to guide us every single second? Because mind is so tricky, that it can make you think, now you have done bhakti for so many years. So many years. Many people take guidance from you. They bow down in front of you. Why do you need the guidance from others? You are already very exalted position, an exalted devotee, a Vaishnava. Just this life you are going back to Godhead. It makes us think, makes us proud of our austerity, of our sadhana, of our practice, of our devotional service. Even though it is spiritual, but it makes us think that yes, only by our mercy we are elevating. And then when we stop taking guidance from our seniors, from our spiritual masters, and then what happens? The mind shrinks and we start falling down. We think, okay, I am here to guide everybody. I'm not here to take guidance from others. Because I have been in this movement for many years. We learn from our senior Vaishnavas, many times they teach us that we should not have to become a freelance devotee. Learn for 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years. Now we think we don't need anyone's guidance. I can do whatever I want. I don't need anyone's guidance. That's where the actual fall down happens. That's where the actual fall down happens. Because mind is such a great enemy there. Arjuna asks, how long, Krishna, do I have to control this mind? In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord answered, till the last breath of your life. That much you have to control. And that has been controlled by the instructions of the spiritual masters and the Vaishnavas. It is not that easy here. And Bharat Maharaj here, who is Jada Bharat, this life here, he is again hammering the same important point here. Please think about it. The mistake I have done, please you don't repeat it. But by the mercy of the Lord, we can see how beautifully he was saved by the Lord himself. In the text 15, which we read today, the second text, that Tuts and purported translation talks about the beauty of the Krishna consciousness, the power of the bhakti. Even though a devotee practice for so many years, and for some accidentally, if he falls down and he doesn't remember the Lord due to any worldly attachment, but do you think Lord will forgive him? Forget him? No. Lord still remembers every single sons and daughters of his. He gave that remembrance to Maharaj Bharata when he took the form of a deer. Here Maharaj Bharata is saying, even though I was in a deer form, still I could remember the mistake I have done in my previous birth. I was attached to an insignificant deer which was not my responsibility. For no reason I just did it. I thought I am the only controller. I am the parents. I can do everything with him. I can give him a shelter. But he forgot that no, Krishna is the only shelter. He can give the protection, not anybody else. That's where Lord is saying in here, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse number 14. Neha abhri krishna dasho asti pratyavyo na jitate svalpam apyasi dharmasya atrayate mahato gaya. Little bit of devotion has been done in our spiritual life. There is no loss and diminution. But it can protect us from the great danger. And what is that danger? Prabhupada is telling in the purport of text 15, the danger is going into an animal life. That is the greatest danger here. If somebody has done any kind of service, even with a little bit of service, that means he has protected himself going to that animal form. He will surely get the human birth where he will progress toward the spiritual life. And that the assurance is given by the conversation of Arjuna and Krishna in chapter 6. Arjuna asks the same question, oh my Lord, what happens to the unsuccessful yogi? If he practices for so many years and he falls down, what happens to him? And the Lord says there are two types of yogis here. One who practice for short period of life and another who practice for long period of life. And the person who practice for short period of life for many years, Suchinam Shrimitam Gehe Yogo Brashta Vicharite. He takes the birth in a Brahmana family or he takes the birth in an aristocratic family. And when the person who practices for long term, then he takes the birth in a devotee family. We can see that those people, those souls who are taking the shelter of the womb of a devotee mother, in their womb they are only having the prasadam since their birth. And they come out and milk is there, it has also become prasadam because devotees are eating prasadam. And so since their birth they are going forward. Can you see how fortunate those souls are? And Lord is saying that birth is very, very rare, taking the birth in the family of a devotee. It is very, very rare. And he's thanking, Jadavar is thanking to the Lord here. That thank you, my Lord, that you allowed me to take the birth in a Brahmana family. Jadavar Maharaj took the birth in a Brahmana family here. His father allowing him or trying to teach him all the Vedas and Shastras. But by the mercy of the Lord, he was already perfected in his sadhana. He doesn't need to do all those rituals and things. But as a duty of a father, he was teaching them. Oh Janavar, please learn. All his brothers, they became perfect in ritual ceremonies, but he didn't bother. He said, nah, it's not for me. Completely not for me. I'm going to completely dedicate my life in the service of the Lord by remembering, chanting, reading association of the devotees here. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we beautifully heard that the conversation in Madhya Leela chapter 8 is a conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya. Lord requested or ordered Ramananda Raya, please come and have a seat, we will discuss about the devotional service, a more important aspect of the life which can help us out or others. He says, what is the most painful situation for a living being and what is the most beneficial situation for the living being? Most auspicious and beneficial situation. And Ramananda Sai says, it is the association. Separation from the association of the pure devotee of the Lord is the greatest suffering in the world. There is no other suffering. And the auspicious and the beneficial activity is also the one thing coming into the association of the devotee. Prabhupada says somewhere in his teaching that when the Lord gets pleased by us and he wants to give us a reward, and the best reward he gives the association of his devotees. Somehow that he makes the arrangement and he allows us or sends his devotee so we can be in the association and we can grow up. Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he says most of the time that association of the devotee is the birthplace of the bhakti. The association of devotee is the birthplace of a bhakti. We can see when we were starting coming into our bhakti life, we didn't know anything about anybody or any process. Everybody has been taught by to us from the devotee side. They have taught us everything, make us understand the Vedas, prayed for us, blessed us, gave their association, a valuable association, which is very, very rare to achieve. In Canto 1, chapter number 18, a very beautiful verse comes up. Tulyaman levanapi nasvargam na punar bhavan bhagavati sanghi sangasya mirte naam ke utashchaka. Tulla means weighing scale. If we have the weighing scale in our hand and in one side if we put the association of the devotee and other side we put the attainment of the heavenly planet and liberation from the matter, it will not move or change that heavy, that valuable the association of a devotee is. You cannot even imagine. It's so, so rare. But out of our foolishness, if we lose the association for some misunderstanding, somebody has chastised us, or somebody had something, then it hurt us and we say, oh, we have a bad association, bad experience in the temple or somewhere in the association, I wouldn't be able to come anymore, I'm giving up my services. Then who is in the loss? Do the association of devotees are in the loss, or you? You will be in the loss, because Maya has many tricks to make you fall down. And she won. If for any reason, if we leave or we don't like being the association of devotee, this is our fault. Because Maya has so many tests, she's testing us. And when we leave, because our false ego has been hurt, what will happen? Maya will win. Because that's her job is. That's her job is here. And now when this Jada Bharat Maharaj, when he got to know, he's telling, even though when I got the knowledge of everything, I kept myself aside from the ordinary people. I don't want to associate with them. Why is that so? Having the association of non-devotees, they will make us fall down again into this material world. Nectar of instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami, how beautifully he instructs that in text number 4, Guhyam Akhyati Prechati, Datati Pati Gehnati, Guhyam Akhyati Prechati, Bhumte Bojayate Chayama, Shana Vittam Piti Lakshinam, Guhyam Akhyati Prechati. Any problem in the life, even though these are the 6 loving exchanges between the devotees, so one of the most powerful loving exchanges, if we are junior to our senior devotees, we open our heart, Guhyam Akhyati Prechati, any confidential matter is bothering us in our life, how can we solve the problem of our life? Please help us out. We go to them, we open our heart secretly, and they give us the solution. In text number 3 and 4, like not second or third, Jana Sanghas and Sangha Tyagat, these two associations of the worldly minded people, we have to give up. It has been emphasized a lot here. Because we are not speaking at all about Lord Krishna, which is helping us spiritually, helping us to be advanced spiritually. In the case of, you see, Prahlad Maharaj, when he got the darshan of Narasimha Dev and Lord, when he was doing the prayers, Lord Narasimha Dev asked him, please ask me for a boon. What would you like to have? I'm here to give you my association. Prahlad Maharaj said, no, my Lord, I don't need your association. I don't want. I need the association of your devotees. Because if I sit with you, I cannot hear any Krishna Katha. I cannot hear any pastime, any glories of yours, because you will not speak about yourself from your own mouth. So I need you in the association of devotees. Please get me there. Allow me to serve your spirit, your pure devotees, Shinada Muni. Please make me understand. So I will always remain in the association. The association of the pure devotee is much powerful than an association of the Lord. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Because they always, constantly, 24 hours, speaking about your pastime, your glories, chanting your holy name, and it helps me. That is the mood of the pure devotee here. The sages of Nemesharanya, he told Sukha Goswami, beautifully, Vayam Tuna Vitrapayam Uttama Shloka Vikarme Yashramatam Rasgyanam Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. Vayam Tuna Vitrapadayam. Oh Sukha Goswami, don't think we are tired of hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Those who are pure devotees of the Lord, every single moment they relishes and enjoy by hearing the transcendental pastime of the Lord. So we are not tired. Please keep on speaking. Please start speaking. We are so eager to hear it. So eager to hear it. And that makes us also help us, boost us in our spiritual life. That makes us think, oh no, we should also have to develop that quality. By serving the Vaishnavas to the spiritual master, we develop their qualities in our life. The taste they are having when they perform the devotional service to the Lord, we will exactly have the same quality in ourselves by serving them. That's all. It's very, very important here to having the association of a devotee. Nashta Praishu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki. Bhagavata Nashta Praishu Abhadreshu. The inauspiciousness in our heart, it will be Nashta, it will be destroyed. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by doing Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Prabhupada writes here Bhagavata of two times. Once reading Srimad Bhagavata and by serving the devotee, is also a Bhagavata, a person Bhagavata or a book Bhagavata. Serving both every day, every single moment. Any inauspiciousness in our heart, it goes away. We'll see that what we were some years ago, some decades ago, and how we are. The lightings we used to have some years ago, which we now think that it is just, we were so dumb, you know. At one time I was so crazy for that thing, which makes no sense to me at this time of moment. And sometimes we just, you know, laugh on ourselves also and think about that. When we see others doing the same activity what we were doing, we think about, oh, look at this fool, he is, you know, entangled into this small, little, insignificant thing, thinks he will be happy. But we were also doing sometime previously in our life. It just makes us, you know, laugh. Okay, how fool we were, and still we are, but somewhere we are in the process to purify ourselves. Nityam Bhagavat Seya, serving the devotees there, it helps us. Jagannath Maharaj again is ending here in his Prabhupada writes, but he was not consulting with his spiritual master, not having the association of the devotees. That was the major cause of his fall down, because there was no one there to check him out, to stop him, to supervise him on our spiritual life. We need to give some authority to some senior Vaishnava. We must practice under their guidance. They must supervise our spiritual life. Because anything needs to be corrected, they immediately comes over here to correct us. So we should be very fortunate that yes, by Krishna's grace, Krishna has allowed his devotee in the form of Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, or other Vaishnavas who always keeps an eye on us. Anywhere we are going away, they just pulls our ears, pulls our shikha, come back to the track. So we need to give those authorities, we need to allow, not to anybody, to see that who are actually very serious and advanced in devotional service. Rupa says, somewhere in his teaching, that we must give our life in the hand of the pure devotees. Let them play whatever way they want to play with our life. We should not bother it. But the pure devotees of Allah, they are always here to help you to go back to Godhead. If there is a need for chastisement, they will do. If there is a need for accusation, they will do. Where there is a need of anything, they do help us out in so many other ways here. Because without their blessing, it's very, very impossible to attain the perfection of Yaj. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya aprasada na gati kutopi. Without the blessing of the pure devotee, we cannot achieve the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. See in Tripura's text number 14, the purport Prabhupada has written just in the beginning. Vina mahat pada rajo abhishekam. Prabhupada is saying, in a previous verse, it is stated, Vina mahat Pada Raja Abhisheka. One cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee. And that line, Vina Mahat Pada Raja Abhisheka, comes in text number 12. Raghu Gunayata Tapasam Nayati Na Chejayaj Nirvapanat Grahadva Na Chandasya Neva Chalagnagni Surya Vina Mahat Pada Raja Abhisheka. Vina, without. Mahat, devotees, exalted devotees, Pada Rajo, Pada, the dust, the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee, Abhishekam. Until we don't smear, we don't bow down and take the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnava devotees on our body, on our head, it is very, very hard to advance in devotional service. It becomes very, very hard. And throughout the whole Srimad Bhagavatam canto, you pick up any case study, it has been hammered on these two points. Following the instruction of the spiritual master and being in the association of the devotees, you will be uplifted. Because when the crowd comes of the devotee, it takes you away far, far. You don't even know. We have seen, like in India, in a crowded train station, if you are standing on a one place, and as soon as that train comes, you don't need to walk, you just be in the crowd, and crowd will take you inside, and when the time comes, crowd will take you outside also. So the association of the devotees is like that. It will take you from the material world to the spiritual world very easily. But if you do neglect their instruction, what is that? There is no other solution, no other way. Sometimes when we go and we meet some people and we try to preach them, telling them, please, you know, bhakti is so good, it has been recommended by the Vedas and this and that, it is in the Shastras and so, you know what they say? Mostly we won't know it. We know our way, we know how to do it. I have my own way. I can practice, I know where I'm going and I will go there. But let's do some experiment here. Most of us, we are from India and some are from other part of the world. We came as a student here and there is an agent, a recognized, authorized, certified agent is there. Okay, we go to him and we ask him, okay, I would like to go to Australia. So he gives us a checklist. There are 10, 12 documentations are there that you need to bring this. You need to bring this, your academic qualification, your IELTS test, PT test, your funds, and so, property papers, so, you need to check that way. And the person says, I don't believe it. I will go by my way. I don't trust on these paperworks. I know how to go to Australia. Do you think that person will be allowed to go? If he tries from Delhi, if he tries from Kolkata, if he tries from Chennai, Mumbai, he will be spinning around, running around just in India also, trying to go out from India to Australia in an illegal way. Because he's not following the authority. And can you think, if that process, if in this material world we are living, if we cannot go from one country to another country by our own stubborn ideas, where is the question of going from this material world to the spiritual world by our own? There is no question. There must be an authorized process to follow it. Passport is there, so many things are there to checklist, to fulfill it. Because that person is an angel, an embassy is there. So the spiritual organization, they are in one sense called an embassy. When you come there, they ask you, Prabhu, you need to chant some round, you need to read, you need to listen, you need to do some devotional service. So these are the checklists has been done. And any spiritual master, whoever you take the shelter, they initiate you and they make ready your passport to go. And the visa will come at the end of your life. And then you will go there. That's why it's very, very important to follow the Vedas. Okay, I would like to stop here and see if there anyone has any questions and corrections and subtracting.
Just
Mike. Say it again, at the end of life we go to Narasimha Dev. Yes, yes, definitely. Now we will go to Narasimha Dev. Narasimha Dev has his own planet. Different forms of the Lord has got different planets in the spiritual world. Varadev, Narasimha Dev, Bhagwan Vishnu, Kurma, they have their own planet. So whichever form you worship of the Lord, Lord comes into that form and he takes you back to his own spiritual world, his own planet. If you see in Canto 1, the picture, the outside cover, the blue color, Srila Prabhupada has drawn, had did the drawings of those cover there, and he has drawn the many planets. If you see all those planets, you will see the different forms of the Lord there. Still, it is a form of the spiritual Lord and it's a transcendental. If you think about it, you will be out of this material world.
Is there any more information given about King Raghuguna? More than was mentioned that he was just looking at the light wind, like. What I'm trying to understand is, was he already pious enough to have understood the instructions of Jagbharat that then he immediately became transformed, or he had some previous piety, or what helped him to become transformed? Because he immediately realized when he heard Jagbharat speak that he was an elevated soul, he was just a lovely wanderer.
By the way, I haven't heard any other scripture apart from Srimad Bhagavatam, so I can tell you from here that Maharaj Raghuguna, he was already a pious king, Raja Rishi. He heard some, because if you see on a palanquin, he was going to meet who? Lord Kapila Dev. So he was already on a very pious devotional activity, that he's going to take the darshan of the Lord. So he had heard some of the knowledge from other sages, from the Vaishnavas, so he had some security. So as soon as he heard the instruction of the Jagbharat, he immediately bowed. Otherwise, where is the possibility of Maharaj Raghuguna? If he haven't heard any spiritual knowledge, how should he know if this person is so elevated? So as soon as he heard, he got down from the palanquin and paid a dandavat. Because he recognized. That's what happens, Prabhupada says, that's what happens when a person is ruling the kingdom. He is a Rajarshi, but sometimes, most of the time, he is in a mode of passion. So he thinks that, okay, I'm the king, I'm the ruler, I'm the protector. So that mistake he did while telling, okay, I have appointed you to do this service, could you please carry my palanquin? And I'm your master, you are my servant. Then he realized, you are talking about a bodily concept. Today you are king, I am servant, tomorrow I will be king, you will be my servant, then what? Then he realized, oh my God, the person who is speaking his mouth is not an ordinary person. So that means he is already a devotee. And he was going on a very pious way to meet sage Kapila Dev in his ashram. So he was telling, I think you are the representative of Lord Kapila Dev. So he knew it already. That's why. Otherwise, how would he appreciate the instruction of Jagbharat?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Okay. Who use the microphone?
Prabhu, I just have one small question. Like you said, if we worship Narasimha Dev, we go to that planet. If we worship Ram, we go to that planet. But what if we worship Bal Gopal and then we think about Bal Gopal at the end of, like, when we are about what about that? I don't have clarity about that.
What I said, that Prabhupada said in Srimad Bhagavatam, but there is nothing in my memory, there is nothing mentioned about Bal Gopal somewhere. So I wouldn't be giving any comment on that, because Prabhupada didn't say, and I'm not going to say on that thing. Because many people, they do worship Bal Gopal, which is, it's a baby form of Lord Krishna. So if I say in that sense, so my answer will be that you are going to be in Krishna's plan there, Gulabhutta. But in terms of a particular form of the Lord, which is Bal Gopal, worshipping and going to Bal Gopal planet, that I will take my head off, not to say anything on that sense. ग्रंथात् श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय श्री कृपा की जय।